Hi everyone, welcome back to Walk with Bex. It has been a while since I recorded a solo episode. In fact, I think the last solo episode I did was way back in August last year, 2023. Obviously, since then, I've been really focused on the Evolved platform that I've got and recordings in the studio with guests, and you guys have been really supportive of these, really enjoying these, and there are more to come, so keep your eyes peeled. But in recent months, I've really been wanting to just come back on here and just share some of my thoughts, reflections, and give you guys some insight into how I've been developing my mindset, because it's ongoing, let's be honest, and this platform is where it all started. And I know I'm going through many things in my life at the minute and lots to share and lots that I'm keeping you updated with when I'm on like my YouTube and things like this, but I think probably what I would say has been like the biggest kind of shifts in mindset for me are things that I've been working on recently with regards to my bodybuilding journey and really looking to make real progress and think about how I want to step forward. So granted, what I share with you is going to be very specific to me on my journey, but I know that I'm not alone, and many of these things that I'm going through or the challenges that I've faced, I know that others will be feeling them too. So a little brief update from me. I've been working with my new coach, Kuba, for 12 weeks now, and in that time, I've made some serious progress, both physically and mentally. I've done a few updates on YouTube, as I mentioned, and I've vlogged, I think, about 5 times this year, granted that we're now coming to the end of March, and I've shared how things are going, but to keep it brief, I am eating the most I've ever eaten in an improvement phase. I'm doing zero cardio, like literally none, and I'm the strongest I've ever been in the gym, and I'm just really enjoying this whole process. And for me, the biggest change has been with my mindset and really addressing the things that have been holding me back from making this amount of progress previously. So it wasn't until I kind of, to be honest, looked back from the start of last year, January, to now and compared my physique was where I could see the real difference. And I was like, okay, that is a serious difference. Like I'm 4 kilo heavier, and I actually just hit my highest weight in this kind of improvement phase or off season. I'm 80 kilo there or thereabouts, but I look leaner. My body composition is in a better place. My posing is better. My relationship with food is better. And I really just want to get into things in a little bit more detail. So maybe you set yourself a goal at the start of the year too, and you're crushing it, or maybe you're feeling a little bit stuck and you're not seeing the progress you want to make, then listen up, because maybe these points that I share and discuss will be relatable to you, as they have done for me, and they might be something that you can implement moving forward or consider in, with regards to, you know, moving forward in your own personal journey. So I'm going to share them with you, and I'm just going to kind of list them out, and then I'm just going to talk through how I've worked through them and maybe give you some points as to what you could do moving forward. So the first one, and I think this is probably the most obvious, is was I being truly honest with myself? What do I mean by that? So having an honest conversation with yourself and really asking some serious questions is the first step. And for me, I did this at the end of last year. Like once I'd completed my mini cut, which I kind of pushed myself through, at that point I'd left my previous coach, I dropped a lot of weight, I dropped a lot of body fat, yes, and I took some time to assess my physique, where I was mentally, physically, and I had to ask myself, like, what do I really want to do now that I'm a pro? Like, I achieved my ultimate goal, which I had been working towards for so long, like years. So now what? I sat down, I started journaling, I spoke with my husband, and we discussed it in great depth. And the reality is, now that I am a pro, I'm at the bottom of the food chain. Like, I am a small fish in an even bigger pond. And, well, what do I want to do with that? Well, I want to have a successful pro debut, yes. I want to step on stage as a pro and see where I stand, but I don't want to place dead last in my first pro show. I want to be somewhat competitive, and I definitely want to make a statement, and I want to make progress. Like, the last thing I want to do is step on stage looking the same as I did when I earned my pro card. For me, this is pointless in this sport, because the sport is all about making progress, continually developing your physique, and my physique is by no means perfect. There are always areas that we can work on and things that we can develop. And I know what my strengths are in my physique, but I also know what my weaknesses are, and I know where I'm not genetically gifted. And so ultimately, I'm in this sport because I love training. I love progressing in the gym. It's why I fell in love with this sport. And I love learning, and I want to continue to see the rewards of my efforts. So this is what it's all about for me. So having this reflection time and being honest with myself about what I want, the next step was to have a hard conversation with myself and really ask some honest questions. Well, what do you need to do, Bex? How are you truly going to progress? Is what you've done previously in previous years gonna cut it? The answer is no. So every year since I started competing in 2015, I've never really had a solid year of improvement. Like, I've taken time away from the stage, but I've not really given the time, energy, and effort to a solid improvement phase consistently for a long period of time. I've never done this consistently. The hard truth, which I had to come to that realization myself, is I've not been an athlete all year round. Like, I prep like a pro, yes, and I have absolutely no issues dieting, doing cardio, pushing through a prep, and yes, I love to train, but in an off season or an improvement phase, I've never really focused on training performance like solely. And by this, I mean ensuring that everything I do on the daily basis is geared towards getting strong in the gym. So this means eating to fuel my training, not eating like an asshole when I felt like it, ensuring I focus on rest, recovery, sleep, making sure my steps weren't too high, simply acting like a pro year round in every single aspect and phase. And so the truth is, when I had this conversation with myself and I was truly, truly honest, I never allowed myself to utilize this phase properly and effectively. So when I realized this, it became abundantly clear that I needed to work with a coach who was just not going to take any bullshit from me. Someone who was passionate about bodybuilding, would call me up on my own shit, and most importantly, pave the way for the most successful off-season I've ever had. Hence why I reached out to Cuba. And in the initial few weeks, I found this very hard, for sure. Like, removing cardio completely, which I had done every single morning for the last 5 to 6 years since we moved to Dubai. Cardio in the morning has been part of my morning routine. I had to reassess my training from the ground up. I had to gear it towards developing the areas of my physique that needed improvement. I worked towards sending him training footage every single day, being on it with my meal plan 100%. I needed to ask myself these hard questions, but more importantly, I needed to be open to changing things moving forward. And this is where the real change came about. I think if you are feeling stuck at the moment and you aren't seeing the progress that you want to see, whatever the goal is, whether it's fitness related or not, I think you need to sit down and ask yourself some hard questions. Are you doing the things you need to do on a daily basis in order to bring about that change? Are you having honest conversations with yourself, and are you doing the same thing and getting the same result? What is it that you're not doing? What could you be doing better? And trust me, I know this isn't easy. It's hard to be honest with yourself, but I had to be, because doing what I had done previously was just not gonna cut it. And as an athlete and someone who wants to have a solid improvement phase, utilizing both food and PEDs, I need to be more adherent and ensure that I'm doing everything my body needs to the maximum in order to make maximum progress. And so in the last 12 weeks, I've had a lot of people tell me on social media and in person, like, Bex, you look great. I can see you're eating a lot of food. You don't look fat. And I'm like, I know. And I seem to be really enjoying this phase, most importantly. That's what people are saying, like, you're glowing, Bex. You're really enjoying it. And honestly, I think it's because I've just surrendered to it fully. And because this has been my choice and not something that's been forced upon me, I'm just not phased by it, to be honest. Like, the reality is I'm not a young athlete. Like, I'm 38 years of age. I won't have a huge amount of time in this sport. Yes, I'm always going to train, I think, for the rest of my life. I can't imagine not training. but I don't want to waste time now dicking about and not doing things properly when I've got the potential to make very, very good progress. So this leads me on to the next point. And I would say the next stage for me is about having a clear vision and purpose. So having these honest conversations with yourself is the first step, and then sitting down and really assessing what that vision and the purpose is going to be moving forward. I think getting clear on my vision and my purpose is something that I do daily when it comes to business, how I operate with my clients, both in fitness and in business. But I'm laser focused and zoned into their goals, and I can help them map out their timeline and set goals for how to make those dreams come to reality. But for me, when it came to my vision and purpose, it came back to the realization that, yes, I am a pro now, but what is the vision moving forward? Having spent so long chasing my pro card, year on year, working towards this one mega goal, I never really took the time to stop and think, well, what would be the next goal and what do you want moving forward? Because I won't lie, the never-ending pursuit of earning my pro card just took everything from me, like years and years of coming second, always missing the mark, coming so close. So when I finally earned my pro card last year, in fact, I think it's almost been exactly a year because it was April 2023, you know, we went straight into a post-show recovery phase, which took, I would say, the best part of 12 weeks, like nearly 3 months for my body to really be in a place where everything was feeling more normal, sleep had improved, my menstrual cycle had returned, training performance was feeling really good again. But when I entered my first real improvement phase as a pro, I say that in inverted commas, like being an assisted athlete, it's the first time I'd ever done that. The vision for me there became a little bit blurred. It wasn't as crystal clear. I was still in bad habits from previous seasons. And in my opinion, I wasn't truly locked into what I needed to do. Now, don't get me wrong. I was still training. I was still getting all of my meals in. But when we entered my first real push-up with assistance, I encountered injuries. I had mobility issues. I had to pull back from training legs completely, which was absolutely crushing for me because training my legs is the most important thing. They need to grow more than anything. So having to pull back brought me to about October time. And by which point I was feeling, I would say, pretty uncomfortable with my weight. I was heavier than I'd ever been in a long time, but my physique just wasn't looking good for it. And this was no fault to anyone than probably myself, because I wasn't in control of my relationship with food. I wasn't being as consistent as I could have been. And so at that point, I took charge and I decided I was going to do a mini cut, which I took control of myself. And I think deep down, I knew I needed to reset and needed to kind of rein things in and get my body back into a place to be able to reassess. And it wasn't until this mini cut finished in around December time that I reached out to my new coach, Kuba, because I wanted that clear vision and guidance again. And I needed to regain my purpose for bodybuilding and what I wanted to achieve. But most importantly, I needed a clear path and honest feedback on what it would take and how long I needed to give myself. So here is where my mindset shifted. Like, I decided, well, there's no rush to get back on stage. You know, I've earned my pro card and the pro stage isn't going anywhere. What I needed to do was enter a solid year of growth and relinquish all control and allow for someone else to take up that responsibility and then assess ongoing. So from this point, the timeline was set. Improvement phase from January up until July, reassess, enter a prep potentially for shows in November, or a body recomp in terms of like a mini cut again if needed, and then push up again. Now, for me, I feel like I've already decided I'm not competing at all this year for a few reasons. And having this clear vision and purpose for myself means that I'm definitely making more progress than I would have made otherwise, because I'm in no rush to get on stage. So I'm really focused on this improvement phase. I'm doing everything to the letter because I want to make sure that every single day and week that passes is another day and week of progress. And because I've decided personally I don't want to compete at all this year, I've got no time to waste and I'm in no rush to get on stage, because every year previous, it was like, how long have I got for an improvement phase? What shows are next? Let's go again for my pro card. So it was always like a really rushed kind of thing. And I never really recovered fully from the previous prep or had a solid improvement phase to then enter a prep in the most optimal position, if that makes sense. Now, if you're struggling to create a vision or a purpose for yourself, I'd highly recommend talking to someone and assessing where you are and mapping out a realistic time frame. You know, if it's to drop body fat, lose weight, or feel more body confident, be realistic with the time frame and understand that a healthy, sustainable approach is always going to be the most effective and allow for you to make progress and continue making progress whilst managing your relationship with food and activity. If you're like me and you want to build muscle, it's also going to take time. You can't rush the process either way, but having a vision for what you want and a clear purpose to work towards, it will make things a lot clearer and give you a time frame and goals to work towards week on week, month on month, and across the year. Once you've got this mapped out, the next step is to make sure that you hold yourself accountable to this vision and purpose. And this is what I did next. So for me, accountability not only comes from working with a very experienced coach who has achieved the results I want to achieve with his other clients, but also holding myself accountable on the daily. Now, I mentioned earlier about not straying away from my meal plan and following everything 100%. And this is something I've chosen to do completely. Trust me, my coach has told me to have off-plan meals per week. And to be honest, in the 12 weeks we've been working together, he has been insisting on it. But for me, at the start, I really wanted to just follow everything 100%. Firstly, to hold myself accountable and prove to myself that I could do it, not just like I do on prep, but I could do this in an improvement phase. Yes, I love food. And yes, I was hungry in these weeks and I'm still hungry now. And technically, I could eat anything because, you know, I'm not on prep, but I've never truly given my body time to adjust to the calories that have been set for long enough in order to keep building it up and allow for body composition to stay in a good place. I said to myself, I want to nail this 100% and see how high I can get my calories whilst following my meal plan 100% and what I would look like if I did that. So in the last 12 weeks, I've only had two meals off plan, and both were in America after my husband competed in the Arnold Classic. We had a family meal with his mum and sister who flew out to support him. And then we had some vegan pizza the following night and some American treats that he wanted to try. But that's literally it. And over the course of these 12 weeks, my calories have been bumped up a few times. And I'm now kind of like eating more than I've ever done in a phase like this, whilst body composition and weight is in a very, very good place. So I'm 80 kilo in weight, but I still have lines and detail. I don't look like a potato just yet, and I'm still hungry for more. And again, this is my choice, and I know implementing more meals off plan will be beneficial for me mentally, and, you know, for me and hubby to have that kind of like date night once a week and things like this. But to be honest, I love my meals on my meal plan, and there's tons of variety in them. I feel good eating them. They digest well. It doesn't affect my training performance or recovery. And honestly, I've got no desire to eat off plan, and I don't want to do it just for the sake of it. So I will implement more meals off plan, I'm sure, in the coming weeks, but when a special occasion calls for it. And this level of accountability, honestly, has been a game changer for me and something I'm really proud of. And I know I'm getting myself closer to my long-term goals. It means I'll continue to improve in this phase. I'll continue to feel good. And most importantly, when it comes to the time I choose to prep again, I'm going to be in a far better position. So I guess my question to you is, how are you holding yourself accountable to your goals? You know, it's something we talk about all the time, accountability, but it makes such a huge difference. I know I can message my coach whenever I need. I have accountability with weekly check-ins. My training analysis is there with him. But I also hold myself accountable, which makes the biggest difference. Like, I know what I do daily is exactly what I need to be doing right now. I'm not concerned about my weight if it goes up or it fluctuates, because I'm eating everything I'm supposed to be eating. I'm training the way I'm supposed to be training with intent, and I'm progressing. So any weight that's added on is going to be in quote unquote good weight. So I've got no concerns. There's no self-judgment, and there's absolutely no shame around what I'm doing, which kind of leads me on to the next point, because when you are going after your goals and you aren't able to follow through on accountability, or you don't have a clear vision, or you're not having those honest conversations with yourselves, then what happens is you have limiting beliefs. Because when my accountability was in check, I was able to let go of things like comparison, self-judgment, any shame that I felt. Because I know this might sound silly to those of you listening, and maybe you're thinking, well, Bex, you always seem so confident in yourself. Well, let me tell you, I still have these feelings. And of course, in this sport, it's impossible not to compare yourself to others in a sport where you are judged against others on stage. And of course, I look up to the top pro athletes, amazing physiques, Olympians. But having negative beliefs about myself is not good, and it's not going to get me anywhere. So I'm too old. I started too late in this sport. Like, there's things I could tell myself, like, I'm 38, these girls are 28, I've been doing this 10 years, I'm nowhere near as far along as them as they are. You know, all of these thoughts are like not going to serve me moving forward. All they're going to do is limit the amount of progress I can make right now. Because at the end of the day, all I can do is control what I can do on the daily. My actions are my responsibility alone. So instead, what I say to myself is, I am a pro. I am doing everything I need to be doing. I am strong. I am able. I am making progress. Having a positive opinion of yourself is so much easier when you are showing up and doing the things you say you are going to do. When you have a clear vision and you follow through with accountability, this limits those self-sabotaging and self-doubting thoughts. And trust me, I've been there before. I used to think, I'll never turn pro. I'm not good enough. So I would sabotage my reverse post-show, or limit the amount of progress I could make in my improvement phase between competitive seasons, because I was telling myself that I wasn't worthy. I would allow myself to make excuses. I can eat this, I'm growing, it's off season, it's all good. When in reality, I was doing things that were putting my body in a place where I would be more insulin resistant, not able to metabolize food well, hinder my ability to perform well in the gym, and affect my recovery and my sleep too. That's not how an athlete behaves. So getting real with myself and having honest conversations with others helped. Getting a clear vision on my purpose led me to make the decision about how to best move forward with a new coach and to have accountability for these things. All of these things put me in a better position to have more faith and trust in myself. Now, I don't know who needs to hear this, but you are the only one holding yourself back from achieving what you want. The way you speak to yourself matters. And it's time to let go of comparison, self-judgment, and shame. Take a stance today and decide how you want to feel and what you want to do moving forward. You have control over your life and you are worthy. No matter what has been and gone, you can change the trajectory of your life. But it starts with letting go of your limiting beliefs first. Stop telling yourself that you can't lose weight or it's too late. Don't tell yourself that at the age of 35, 45, 55, you can't build muscle. This is bullshit. You can. The only person standing in your way is you. I have got plenty of women on my team building muscle in their 40s, 50s. It's all about how you see yourself and what you do moving forward that matters. Let go of those limiting beliefs. Whew. Okay, on to number 5, the fifth point. And this one is a massive one for me, and it has been for many years. Who is in your circle? Often the thing that is holding us back from making progress, the progress that we truly want to make, is the network of people that we surround ourselves with. Now, I've mentioned this before in previous podcast episodes, and if you've been a keen listener for many years, you'll know. I will say it again. We become who we surround ourselves with. So if you are in the habit of being around people that are negative, that bitch about other people, that always moan about how bad their life is, you're going to do the same. It's inevitable. You are in a group of friends who always maybe go out and they socialize, they drink alcohol, and they don't go to the gym. It's unlikely that you'll be able to break away from this habit unless you choose to spend less time with these people. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying you need to cut people out of your life. And there will be members of your family, close friends, who you will need to stay close to, of course. All I'm saying is that you should assess who's in your circle and the impact this has on you working towards what you want to achieve. in anything in life. I often discuss this with my clients, especially those who are competing, understanding the different phases of their journey and how this impacts their social network is important, particularly with the girls that have got family, kids. You know, there will be times in your life where you need to be really selfish and it's hard, and that to a degree you'll need to limit the time that you spend with others who potentially aren't on the same path as you and don't understand it. And prep is a prime example of this. But this is also true for lifestyle clients, you know, or those who are looking to change their habits and routines in order to work towards a goal and feel their best. You know, if weight loss is your goal, then being around people that don't follow a specific meal plan or track their macros at all is going to be a massive challenge. It's important to know where to draw the line and what you're able to accommodate. Like, the circle of people around you should support you. They should encourage you, be understanding of your goals. These are people that won't judge you or tell you, oh, it's just one biscuit, it's only a slice of pizza, come on, or moan at you when you say you want to go to the gym and get your cardio done. So assessing my circle is an ongoing thing. I've been doing this for many years in my life, and I would say probably more so since we moved to Dubai because things are so transient here. But overall, my network is very, very small. My family are already very familiar with my lifestyle choices and how I eat, my training schedule. They rarely have an opinion anymore, so they don't really have an opinion or criticize how I live my life. They just ask how things are going, and it's just normal for them now. My circle when it comes to bodybuilding and my goals is also very small. I'm pretty open and friendly to everyone at the gym, but I also only share my personal goals and aspirations with those that are closest to me and those who support me on this path. So my husband, my coach, and a few close friends. And, well, you guys too, obviously, because I'm an open book on this podcast and this is what it's all about, but you guys pretty much get it too. I'm not a party type of girl in Dubai. I don't enjoy going out at the weekends. I don't enjoy drinking alcohol. I haven't drunk alcohol for years. I don't really enjoy eating off plan much, to be honest. So my circle consists of those who kind of understand that, respect it, and support it. The people in your circle, when you're starting a new journey, will have a big impact on your success and adherence. They really and truly will, and ability to achieve what you want to achieve. So don't underestimate this, and don't shut people out either, but at times just think about how you handle certain situations and how you might approach things moving forward. That's all I'm saying, because ultimately changing your life will require you to change the things you did previously to get a new result that you've never had before. And what this can do for you is open to so many new possibilities and opportunities. You may even find a new circle of friends or a network of people that you didn't even realize were out there that will help elevate you higher. Some of the greatest experiences and achievements in my life have been because of the people surrounding them, supporting me in them. I don't take my circle for granted. In fact, I find it's the biggest life lesson from those that you surround yourself with, and you can learn so much from other people, and it really is a game changer in all of this. So there you have it, folks. A not so little update from me, and hopefully some things for you to think about when heading into the next phase of your journey. And I truly hope that listening to this has been helpful and you're able to take some things away and move forward into the next best version of yourself. If you have enjoyed this kind of update and reflection solo episode, do me a favor and just drop me a message on Instagram or share this podcast episode to your story, tag me, maybe even share it with a friend. I'd really appreciate it, and I'd love to get back on these and do some more solo episodes soon. But thank you so much for listening. I will catch you in the next one. Bye for now.